BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Fun time blowing bubbles through a straw. Sounds naughty.
Gonna get married in a wibbly wobbly house.
BBC Radio.
One. Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
The one.
For the immature.
You're under a citizen's arrest. You are done.
3, 2.
Radio One.
On this podcast, which is us filling in for Greg James, the thoughtful gift that I bought for my mum while she's in isolation. Also, you'll never guess where Chris's dad has been spotted. We go back to Chris's 19th year at the Tap End and his mate Ollie. Plus, we've all got one. What was your favourite One Direction X Factor performance? It's all on the show. Enjoy.
One.
Good morning. Chris, hello, hello, hello.
Good morning. How are we?
I'm good. Well, that didn't feel like a bank holiday, did it?
Mate, I'm ready to go. Here's the thing, like 3 days there, I did try and treat it like a bank holiday to the best that I could, and now I'm ready to go. Do you know what I mean? I'm ready to get back at the radio.
Yeah, I noticed the barbecues were really on round yours.
They're really on, yeah. Why do you wait till now to tell me about that? I knew you'd say something.
It's just a running joke now. Even my boyfriend was like, oh, look, Chris Stark in barbecue shocker. It's just your thing. It's what you do.
Yeah, but hang on. You on Instagram's even funnier. Did I see that you were playing FIFA this weekend?
It wasn't me, no. Not me. Hope you're okay this morning.
Radio 1 Breakfast.
With Scott and Chris.
That was the FIFA I bought him at Christmas, which he played 4 times, and one of the days was yesterday.
So are you playing with him?
No.
Or is he just playing on his own? I love the idea of you there in your mansion playing FIFA. Amazing.
I just leave him to it. I hope you're good this morning. I hope you're safe. Let us know how you're doing, how you're feeling. Back into another week of it then. It's Scott and Chris on Radio 1 Breakfast. Greg's having a little rest. He's back next Monday. So yeah, we're on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. Coming up, Better Days quiz in about 10 minutes. I'm going to speak to a lovely young farmer this morning. Morning, farmers. One of your representatives is going to be on the quiz in about 10 minutes. Music from Khalid and Disclosure and Joel Corry and Declan McKenna coming up. Oh, Chris, I really want to talk about your dad, Ron.
Oh, he's such a legend, isn't he?
Something incredible has... Well, it happened a while ago, but something that we have just noticed over the weekend, which makes Ron even more of a ledge in my eyes. Can we say it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, he's only gone and appeared on Google Maps Street View again. He's been caught. Second time.
Is it the second time?
Second appearance.
This time.
I'm buzzing for him.
This time washing the car. Like, how does that happen twice? Big up, Ron.
Scott Mills.
Good morning to Leisha, who says, I'm fully dressed and fully at work until 5 o'clock. I mean, that's good effort there. Good effort, right? Also, Sister Sarah, this is from James. Sarah's working in ICU Antrim Hospital at the moment. Sophie in Lincoln says, OMG, Scott, had a dream last night. I was best friends with you and Chris, and we got petrol and KFC. Yeah, that's like a good night out with us. Ooh, yeah. We even got petrol.
So true. Yeah. Hey, Scott, can I just very quickly go back to my dad?
Oh, love Ron. Just,
I don't feel we've fully discussed, because there must be other people as well that have been caught on Google Maps. This has happened twice to my dad. He's been on Street View without realising that he's been done. So obviously, occasionally we see that car doing the rounds, right, with the camera on the top.
Yeah.
And it is amazing if you can get on it, because it just feels cool to be there. But also, they don't identify people. They blur out your face.
Yeah.
But what's wonderful about what my dad is doing, it's totally from behind.
Yeah.
So he's got a sponge in one hand. It's like peak dad.
Yeah.
He's wearing the same clothes that he always seems to wear for washing the car. And he's just got himself front and centre of the camera. There must be other people that have done this.
One!
Let us know. 81199. Casually appeared on Street View without realising. It's a very parent thing. Maybe your parents have. But yeah, I've just zoomed in and back shot of Ron there, just washing the car like a boss. Okay, it's 7:17. Better Days quiz. We're doing the quiz at the moment about better days, not yesterdays, because rubbish. So, we're going 25th of May 2019, the day that Lewis Capaldi graced us with his presence at Big Weekend in Middlesbrough, and we brought him out on stage in style. Playing the quiz this week is the team keeping it smart 2 metres apart, and we can say good morning to Joe. Hi, Joe.
morning.
Good morning. So where do we find you? Yeah, are you well? Where do we find you?
I thought so. I'm in Lincoln at the minute.
Good, okay. And we're speaking to a lot of you guys this week. How do you all know each other, the quiz team?
Well, we went to rival schools, so we know each other through rugby and that, but mainly just from nights, really. Just coming across each other, having a good time.
The rugby boys?
Yeah, the boys. Okay. You know, the one.
All right, so what's your day? How's that panning out today?
Well, I was supposed to be rolling, which I've been doing for the past week, but got the day off today.
Rolling?
Yeah, rolling, keeping the seed-to-soil contact nice and high, locking the moisture in the ground.
You see, still keeping the country going. Sometimes our unsung heroes, the farmers out there. So big up all the farmers.
That's the one.
All right, Joe.
Keeping the wheels rolling.
That's right, so what are you doing? I've got 90 seconds of questions here. How do you reckon you're going to do?
Oof. Well, I don't know, because I listened to a few last week, and I thought they're actually quite hard. So I did a bit of research yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
So, we'll see.
This was the same day, the 25th of May, 2019. We brought Capaldi up out on stage, but we also got Lewis to interview Anne-Marie on a bench backstage at Big Weekend.
There's a certain smell that emanates.
I like the way you say smell.
Smell.
Your tongue comes right out.
Addiction. We're on the radio, you see. But there's a certain smell that emanates from a certain area in my body.
Oh.
The undercarriage.
All right, yeah.
The Americans call it a taint.
A taint?
Yeah, they do.
That
taint.
Sounds very nice. Something.
Yeah, she wasn't really expecting those questions.
No. A taint as well.
Yes,
never
indeed.
Called that.
The American phrase for it. All right, I've got 90 seconds. Are you ready for the Better Days quiz, Joe in Lincolnshire?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go. I've got the dingers ready. It's all good. Big Weekend was in Middlesbrough on this day last year, but in which Welsh city was it in 2018?
Oof. God, Cardiff?
No. Go again. Swansea. Messi scored in his team's 2-1 defeat in the Copa del Rey final, but which football club does Messi play for?
Barcelona.
The Spice World 2019 tour kicked off in Dublin, but name the Spice Girl who didn't join the reunion.
Sporty Spice?
No. Posh Spice, Dominic Raab and Andrea Leadsom announced they would run to be the leader of which political party?
Conservatives.
Yes. Which American pop star headlined the main stage at the Big Weekend in Middlesbrough on this day?
American pop star? Miley Cyrus?
Yes! Steve Smith scored a century against England for which international cricket team?
Australia.
Yes. I Don't Care was number one in the UK on this day. Name one of the artists on the track.
Ed Sheeran.
Yes. Molly Mae Hague celebrated her 20th birthday on this day, but which reality TV show was she on?
Love Island.
Yes. Which Gallagher brother confirmed on this day that his new album had been completed?
Noel.
No!
Ah,
50-50. Celtic won the Scottish Cup final again, but how many years in a row did that mean they'd won it?
I don't know. I don't know the question, sorry, what'd you say?
Celtic won the Scottish Cup final, but how many years in a row did that mean that they'd won it?
All the years. I've never heard of loser.
Okay, the answer was three there. Three.
Oh.
Okay.
One!
Not a footballer.
No. Me neither. Chris, were you keeping score?
I was, yeah. You did all right.
I suppose it was sort of
the first day of the week. Yeah, shall I be honest? It was a little bit rubbish, but you know what? You're still on Radio 1. You got five.
Oh, see, I was hoping for 10.
Yeah. But you know what? Someone else got five last week, and that was the lowest score of the week. But like, you're first on. Do you know what I mean? Give yourself a break,
Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got the highest of the week so far.
Look at it like that as you roll through the fields today in Lincolnshire. Oh, actually, hang on. I've just got something in my ear coming. Breaking news. You got six.
I got six?
Yes.
Oh.
Good
so
counting.
We are average then.
Good counting, Chris.
Well, I deny that. Whoever's telling you that is talking rubbish.
It's the adjudicator. All right.
Who are you?
Who is speaking to you tomorrow, Joe?
You've got Rolly tomorrow.
Rolly, does he roll?
He rolls, he drills, he does the lot.
Sweet. Okay, we'll speak to him tomorrow morning at this time. Have a good day.
Thank you, Andrew.
I love you, bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
Chris's dad had been spotted washing the car on Street View. Stevie in Shropshire, next door neighbour, always bent over gardening every time, now been caught three times. Rosie in Blackpool, Nan and Grandad caught on Street View, they always go to Wetherspoons when it was open, and they always sit at the same bus stop. Caught on Google Maps, sat at the bus stop four times now. Hi Jack. His friend Jimmy from uni got caught on Street View holding a chicken. It's there for the whole world to see. I don't know why. Callum and Kent. Sorry that you got caught walking through Tesco car park at 7 in the morning doing the walk of shame. It's there on Street View right now, guys. Somewhere in Kent. It might take a while to search for that. Lou in Chippenham. Street View twice in one day, Chris. They were moving house. Seen moving out of the old house, then later in the day moving into the new one, 1 mile down the road. there's so many. Have you been caught on Street View? 81199. I don't think anyone's going to be as good as your dad's one, though.
No, but I like the idea as well that people will go and check out Street View. Because also, you don't know when you're on it. Sometimes you make a surprise appearance. You've actually got to go check your house and check your family's houses on there.
Yeah.
Just to see if you can see it. Scott
Mills. This has got me really worried now. Because you don't see what I wear sometimes when I leave the house.
No, and these cars, they just go around and you could get caught on it. My dad, I sent him a text and just said, Dad, you're on Street View. And he texted me back and just went, very good, Christopher.
Right.
It's classic dad text, love dad at the end of it as well.
I mean, if I'm going out to the shop, not at the moment, but like generally when life was normal, if I'm going out to the shop, sometimes I'll even wear socks and sliders. Do you know what I mean? What if they catch me? It's that random. Serena in Essex says, good morning, guys. Cheering me up this morning. Kathy in Northampton is on Google Maps going out to her car. Her mum is also on there putting her rubbish out. See, that's not what I want. Not at the bins. Anything but the bins. Scott Mills. So many people have been spotted on Street View. This person has spotted their dad on there. They've actually just sent it to me. And this is Ben. Oh, it's his granddad, actually. My granddad giving it the, what are you doing? You don't even live down here, look. And he's washing his car, but he's turned to the camera, which he's obviously just seen, and been like, what, you want some, do you? What are you doing around here? All right, here's a catch-up of things that you might have missed. On Saturday night, I definitely missed this. Maya Jama and her mum were guests on Mrs. Brown's Boys. I don't know. It was the first time they've ever been on TV together. Now, do you remember, for a while, me, you and Maya used to do a show on Fridays, right?
I remember that, yes, yeah.
And on the first ever one we did together, we had her mum on, and she is incredible. She is a lot, but she's incredible. So, first time they've ever been on TV together, and Mrs. Brown threw a little bit of shade at Maya, saying that they could be twins, but then said that Maya could be the older one. But Maya took it pretty well and told a story about the times she tried to stop her mates chatting to her mum.
All my boyfriends and friends that were guys fancied her. I'd be like, don't go downstairs to get a drink, because I know they'd spend about 20 minutes trying to talk to her every time they went downstairs. Those kind of things, but no, it was good.
It's just such a random booking for Mrs. Brown's Boys. Do you think Maya's ever seen it? I don't.
Well, it was an odd one. I was sort of intrigued about it, so tuned in. And it was a different show, wasn't it? It was more like a chat show, this version of it. But yeah, all the same, bit of an odd link, isn't it?
And then she went on to say even her boyfriends growing up were into her.
So the boyfriends would hit on her?
Well, yeah, they'd be too shy to, but they'd just sit there like, your mum's so fit in the corner. So, yeah. No, yeah. She's like, really, did they? I'm like, no one takes 30 minutes to pour a drink of water. It doesn't.
No, cougar.
I really enjoy the audience laughing. It's almost like it's put on afterwards. Listen again.
So the boyfriends would hit on her?
Well, yeah, they'd be too shy to, but they'd just sit there like, your mum's so fit in the corner. So, yeah.
Now, you've got something for us.
Yeah, do you remember the dad whose kids interrupted his interview on TV? He forgot to lock the door whilst he was chatting, I think it was about South Korean politics on BBC World News. And this has happened again. It's brilliant. It's gone everywhere. Same thing happened to the shadow health secretary. So his daughters were really keen to show him where they'd got their what they'd got their grandma for Christmas. It was all on
TV.
On TV.
Okay, this is the clip. Jonathan Ashworth, here we go.
What would you say in those circumstances? Oh, I think you've got a...
Sorry, this is like, I'm like that academic from
you
Korea
are.
Who has kids came onto the screen. Like, I'm on the TV. I'm on the TV, girl. Okay, just give me a... Okay.
It is Easter weekend. We all understand.
I'm on the TV.
See, I'm surprised that's not happening more. Like, halfway through Channel 4 News or something, like, Christian Guru Murphy will be on and there's kids, like, running in. Over in the States, Diddy was doing an Insta Live like all the other celebrities.
Sorry.
Easter Sunday. Let's play something a little bit family friendly.
I'm sorry.
So that was a live dance-a-thon with a bunch of other famouses jumping in, including Lizzo, who you just heard there, who started twerking. But Diddy was like, can you not? It's a family show. And kind of wanted to keep it that way. Also, Easter. And if you've seen Lizzo on Instagram before, you'll know that it's sometimes not that family-friendly. It's a lot.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so you know, at this time, we've all been kind of reaching out to mates, old mates sometimes, who we've not spoke to for a while, just to check in and hope they're all right. And One Direction are no different, Chris. The 10-year anniversary of them forming on X Factor is only 10 months away. And some fans, because they literally track their every move, have spotted that Liam, Harry, Niall and Louis have all started following Zayn on Twitter again.
I wasn't aware that they'd unfollowed him in the first place.
Oh yeah, it was just like, it was a cut-off. Bye.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Don't know whether I've ever bored you with this before, but I'm one of the very few people that Zayn Malik follows on Instagram.
Yes, but that, I was there when you made that happen. Like, you,
well, I made him do it. I stood over
him. You quite literally said, like, during the show,
he was
can
like,
you follow me and can you do it right now? Yeah, he couldn't say no.
He was like, yeah, I'll do it later. I was like, no, now. No, you'll do it now. And that's how it happened. And it's just like me, I think it was me, all the Hadids and Drake. That's it. So, goals. Anyway, Liam said in a recent interview that they've all been chatting about how they could celebrate their reunion. And it just got me thinking, right? We've all got, from that time, nearly 10 years ago, we've all got a favourite One Direction performance on X Factor, haven't we?
Yeah, so true this, yeah. Yeah, we were thinking about them earlier, weren't we? I mean, there were some classics.
And I don't know whether this means they're going to get back together or maybe they just wanted to reach out to Zayn because it's a weird time at the moment and be like, let's bury our hatchets. But I'd like to relive my favourite One Direction performance. And everyone's got one, like I said. Let us know what yours is. 81199. Because by the time they'd released an actual song, What Makes You Beautiful, they could really do it. They were an excellent band. Great boy band. That's why so successful. However, the X Factor, let's be honest, was a weekly shambles. It was. Come on.
I have to agree with that. It was a bit shambolic. But also, they were just testing things out, wasn't it? It was a bit trial and error to work out what One Direction would then be launched as. They tried everything.
What's your favourite?
Oh, we've all got my favourite. Yes, I gave this a lot of thought. My favourite was when they did their cover of Coldplay, Viva La Vida.
Okay, I've got that coming for you in a minute because that's one of my favourites also. Do you remember when they did My Life Would Suck Without You? That's good. Oh, hang on though, maybe my favourite's Torn. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am ashamed. And I'm lying broken on the floor. I love a Zayn freestyle in the back. Ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma. Actually, no, you're right. It's still Viva La Vida for me. In time, guys. Oh, good times. Chloe, 20 in Dunstable. definitely when they did Torn. It's a classic. I love them so much. Okay, Chloe.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you what, though, if you are missing a family member at the moment, I've got the ideal gift. Chris, listen up.
Okay.
This would be great for your mum, I think. And I have sent one of these to my mum. Don't know when it arrived, because post is a bit, you know, it's a bit sporadic at the moment, but that's to be, that's understandable. But she'll get it eventually, and I'm looking forward to it. She doesn't know it's coming. Do you know what you need to get?
What am I getting my mum?
By now she'll be missing you, right?
Yeah.
So we need to get, and it's they're real good price at the moment, 50% off. Find a nice photo of you and your mum.
Yeah.
Get it made into a 200-piece jigsaw.
Do you know, it's funny you say this, because I bought my mum a jigsaw, because they're weirdly hard to get hold of.
Yeah, has it got like, your face on it, though? No.
But no, I didn't even think of that. But that's probably the way to be able to actually get hold of one. Mm. Also, how egotistical of you that if your mum is going to do a puzzle, it will be of your face.
That's right. So, I mean, some would say it's egotistical. I'm saying that she's probably missing her son at this point, so she'll quite enjoy it. But yeah, the jigsaw will arrive, and it does have me in it. But she's in it too. It's a nice picture. Something to do, isn't it?
The Scott Mills Daily.
You right, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. I've just seen that Cher Lloyd is trending at the moment. You know, after we were playing some old X Factor clips earlier on, you know, One Direction audition songs that they did. It reminded me, do you remember when Cher Lloyd, obviously there was Swagger Jagger, but do you remember her X Factor audition, Turn Your Swag On?
No.
That performance, and it went massive, and now loads of people are talking about it because she's trending. And it's just sort of brought back that memory of that time and Cher Lloyd.
Why is she trending?
I think because a picture has emerged of her and Harry and Niall from years ago, and it's just really of its time. And because everyone's locked down, they're all like, oh, remember this time where Harry and Cher Lloyd and all that. And it's just, if you see the picture, you'll laugh. They look very, very different. However, it was a different time, Scott.
We had Niall in recently, and we asked him which one got off with Cher Lloyd, and he's very sheepish. It was one of yours. Right, not yesterday, last week. All the days are one. Last week, we set you this challenge of trying to hit the high note in a really old Mariah Carey song. Suzanne had a go at it.
Yeah, I know it's high. It is maybe a little bit too high for me because I've been compared in the past to have the tone of Adele. Maybe a bit of Amy Winehouse.
Mm-hmm. There she is, Adele / Amy Winehouse. Hello, Gracie Jane Fitzgerald. You are amazing. Got in touch on Twitter over the weekend. Finally, Chris, we can put this to bed now because someone has managed to hit the note previously only hit by Mariah before. Are you ready to hear this?
Here we go.
Okay, Gracie. Take it away. Now, I don't know how old Gracie is, it doesn't say, but I mean, she looks like not even a teenager, and she's managed to nail that.
Wow. That's something else. That's exactly what we were looking for.
So that's done. We've got a new challenge for you next, and I know you're bored as at the moment. So if you're staying at home today, which you should be, let's see if you can do our next challenge. I would say this one is even... yeah, it's even more of a challenge than that one. Because you think you can do it, but then in reality, you really can't. It's next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, you know how it is at the moment. You've got to find ways to amuse yourself, don't you? So this week, here's your challenge. Can you nail Beyoncé's Love on Top? Because it's a song that keeps going up and up and up and up and up. This bit. Thing is, right, none of us are trained professional singers. Well, some of you will be listening, but most of us not. And you know, as the next high bit is coming, you know your range. You know whether you're going to be able to reach it or not. Go. Yeah. And it keeps going up. Obviously, Beyoncé can do it because she's Beyoncé. Should we give this a go?
Yeah, yeah, let's do it. This is the new one, I reckon.
All right, so I want us both to buzz out when we just know, because you know in your head, you know, if you can't do any more, if you can't get that range, you can't get that note, right? And let me know if you think you could actually do this on radio on 81199, because we might call you back. Okay. I'm going to go first. Baby, it's you. You're the one I love. You're the one I need. Fine. The one I see. Come on, baby, it's you. See, this is in my range. The one that gives you all. You're the one I can always call when I need to make everything stop. Finally, you put my love on top. Easy, right? So easy. However, it does start to go up from here, so... Okay, I'm gonna go again. Here we go. Baby, it's you. You're the one I love. You're the one I need. You're the only one I see. Come on, baby, it's you. You're the one that gives your all. You're the one I can always call. God, what I need to make everything going up. Finally, you put my love on top.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Gone. Yeah, you're off. That was awful. You didn't even get sort of into the ocean with that one. You barely left the harbour.
All right, are you ready? I'm going to start it again for you. James says, I can 100% do this. Call me. Honestly, we might, James.
You're the one I love.
Come on, Stark.
You're the one I need.
Yes.
You're the only one I see. Come on, baby, it's you. You're the one that gives your all. You're the one that always calls when I need to make... This is fine so far. Finally, you put my love on top.
All right. I mean, fine-ish so far. Here's where it gets challenging.
Baby, it's you. You're the one I love. You're the one I need. You're the one I see. Come on, baby, it's you. You're the one that gives your all. You're the one that always calls when I need to make everything stop.
Oh.
Finally, put my love on top. Baby, you're the one that I love. It's really hard.
See, harder than you think, right? Chris, you think you can get there, and then you can't. Am I right?
Yeah, I know. It's just, I thought I had it. I thought I was there, and I'm not.
Lydia in Essex says, I can totally do this. Call me. Charlie says, you're not in the right octave. She's an octave above both you
octave.
And Chris. Octave. Joss in Horsham thinks she can do it as well. All right, well, then we'll call you back. Texas 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, where are we going to today on your autobiography, 24 Years at the Tap End?
All right, this was a big one. This is the story about my...
Oh, no, he's gone. That's the first time that's happened. It's all fine. I'll carry on. So this
Scott.
Is... Oh, hello, hi. Yeah. I'm going to get that Wi-Fi sorted, mate. Chris is at home all this week. I'm in Radio 1, so it's all fine. We're still on air. All right, so we're going to go to what I believe is Chris at uni. And if you've never heard this before, because it was a few years ago we played it on the show, his musical genius friend, Sir Dosser.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did 24 years at the Tap End. At the Tap End. My 19th year at the Tap End. It was a Friday night, and I was on the busy train from Southampton Central to London Waterloo to travel back home from uni and celebrate my 19th birthday with my mates. It was my first year at uni, and although my new uni friends had given me a birthday yard in Glenbar the night before, I wanted to go home on my actual birthday to see my old home friends.
What's a birthday yard?
It's a...
A yard of ale?
Yeah.
Three lads.
Yeah. Oh, that's just so rank.
That, but also, I got the impression that my mates from home wanted me back for my birthday. All day long, I had received messages from Chazza, Dougs, Webbo, Chango, Jono, Chinese Dave, wishing me a happy birthday, but apologising for not being able to be at home for it. They were at unis all over the UK, but I knew better than them, as they weren't the best actors. It was clear they were planning a surprise party.
Oh, no.
But they were all like, oh, sorry, mate, we can't make it tonight. Hope you have a good time, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought I'd go along with it. So I got home, dumped two bin liners of dirty washing for my mum, and set off to the Misty Moons in Northwood. I was on the H11 bus when I got a text from my mate Ollie, telling me to meet him at an off-licence down the road. Although I genuinely wanted it to be a surprise party, it was one of those situations where it was clear it was happening and I just had to pretend I didn't know. We met up and walked down Northwood High Street. I won't lie, I was a bit excited about seeing all the lads again, but played it cool.
Where did he say that you were going? Just for a quick drink with him and yourself?
He was like, yeah, go on then, I'll come out. We'll go have a couple of drinks for your birthday. You know, the other lads can't make it. We'll go out and have a good time.
Yeah.
I walked into the pub and looked around. No one was there. Just a couple of old guys propping up the bar and one on the fruities. Butler went and got me a drink and I sat down. Still, I thought, maybe they will all just burst round the corner. They didn't. It wasn't a surprise party at all. I spent that night having a few drinks and a kebab with Butler. I think we probably ended up in Trinity, as most our nights end. It was a great night, though, but I won't lie, it's not a great feeling when you expect a surprise party, only to find the main surprise is that there is no surprise party at all.
Oh, were you convinced that all your mates were going to be like, surprise?
I honestly was.
With balloons.
I honestly was. And the problem is,
nothing.
Once you've got that idea in your head, you can't move away from it, because obviously the more people that text you just reinforces it. I guess the lesson learnt is don't expect a surprise party. It only ever leads to disappointment. I owe a lot to Ollie, though. He has been a best mate of mine for many years. That night, he was the only mate to bother coming to my birthday.
Oh.
I wanted to dedicate this chapter to him for it. I think every group of mates should have an Ollie. He's the nicest bloke in the world, but he has a few funny ways about him.
What are they?
One being that for some reason, he cannot get on a Lilo.
No, it's hard.
Actually,
it is hard. There is a technique to
yeah,
it.
I know someone that can't get on a Lilo also.
No matter how hard he tries, when we go away, he cannot mount a Lilo. We've never really worked out why.
It's weird, isn't it? But has he never mastered it?
He didn't. And one time we spent hours trying it and I filmed him. And then eventually, when he got on, he sort of put both hands in the air to celebrate.
Oh,
yes. And tumbled off.
So near, but so far.
Yeah. He's quite a tall, really white guy, hates the sun. I remember one time when we all went up to Leeds to do the Otley Run, he refused to dress up in beachwear fancy dress in the middle of November. He was dead against that kind of thing. His greatest move, however, is he falls asleep in clubs. Around midnight-ish, you will see him wander off into a small corner where he will fall asleep and ultimately be removed. Nearly every week, I have to have an argument with whoever removes him as to why he can't have a little sleep in the club.
Did you know, right?
You've talked about this before,
Becky,
I remember.
Becky understands this.
Why do they kick you out? Is it because it makes the club look boring?
I don't know. I don't see why it shouldn't be allowed.
I don't see why you can't just have a little sleep and then you're all right again.
It's like you and Butler should set up some kind of campaign for this, really.
Do you know
in
what?
Clubs.
I have thought before, where there's like a VIP, you know, with a roped off area, there should be, not in a seedy way, but a little roped off bit for people wanting to have a nap.
It's a strange one, that. I'm not sure why they have such a problem with it.
Back to the chapter.
Go on, then.
He won't try any new food and creates music under the name Sir Dosser.
What?
A couple of years ago, he even got this name tattooed on his arm.
You are joking me.
No.
Sir Dosser.
He came up with this name, I'm not sure why, a few years back. And then I remember once he was on MSN to me saying, I'm going to go get a tattoo on my arm. And he often says these kind of things. I don't believe him. Mm. And then he went offline. And I was like, surely not. And he's gone and got Sir Dosser written on his arm. I mean, it's unbelievable, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I'd like to meet this guy at some point.
Oh, yeah, I'd love you to meet him.
Yeah.
He's a legend. Sir Dosser has his own quite special style of creating music, and we love him for it. He writes songs all about our lives and gimmicks from our holidays. These include holidays to Malia, Kavos, Falaraki, Napa, Magaluf, and Prague. Our group loves these songs. Some of the titles include Bish Bash Bosh, a song all about Chaz's birthday in Prague, King of the Chill, Breeze Talker, and No More Bets. I'm not sure what the situation is with audiobooks, but if you have bought this as a paperback, I'm afraid you won't benefit from this next bit. Maybe I can record it.
I like it that you've written that in.
Well, I felt the need to.
Yeah.
If you've got this as an audiobook, however, here are a couple of Sir Dosser highlights.
Oh, amazing.
I've got them for you.
Okay, so what are we hearing here?
Right. I've taken some clips from his smash hit, Bish Bash Bosh.
Excellent. So this is Sir Dosser, your mate Ollie, with Bish Bash Bosh.
Because I'm a pleasant chap, enjoy a few berries and a bit of a bash. www. Think it's your lucky day, well it's not.
I mean, he can rhyme, I mean that's good, isn't it?
Let's hear some more. Backing track?
He made it.
Right.
Unfortunately, that chat is not gonna be dropped, save it for a rainy day. And then, yippee-ki-yay, Sir Dosser brights up the day. Bish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Washing some banter with your beer, not banter.
That wasn't the reaction I expected, actually. I thought this was a good one. No? Not feeling that. I can't tell if you... This is a, what are you saying, Scott?
I'm saying...
We drew
beer, not Fanta.
Bish Bash Bosh, watching having a laugh in Prague. No, Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. We boshing some banter, we drink beer, not Fanta.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Boshing some banter, we drink beer, not Fanta. Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Boshing some banter, we drink beer, not Fanta.
I like that bit.
I'm sure I used to have that on my keyboard when I was a kid, where you just press one button and it does the track for you.
Well, that's...
Do you not think that's catchy?
Sir Dosser, yeah, it is, actually. Bish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague. See, it's in my head already. In my head already.
Well, this is a good sign, surely.
I think so. Wow.
You've presented the chart every now and then. No chances at all?
I can't just put it in. People have to actually download it or buy it.
I can't work out why it doesn't sound like a normal song. Is it because the microphone is in one side of the room and he's like hiding under a duvet in the corner of the other?
Bish, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague.
Washing
some banter,
with your
beer, not banter.
I'm over here!
Yeah. I can't work it. It doesn't sound like a normal song to me though, no. Does it? It's...
No, clearly.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. Do you all sing it? Like, does it come into your head and you're like...
I like it. I don't see...
Have you done a video for it? Like, boy no. band style? Because I'd quite like to see that.
No, we haven't. I haven't thought of that, has actually. That's not bad.
Has it got a routine?
Oh, well, we could make one, I guess. Bish, bash, bosh. I don't know. I need some help with that. I'm not a choreographer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, can we talk about quizzes, please? I'm done.
Wait, you've run out?
I'm just done with it. Right, we've all done them. But I'm not sure I can bear another one as we head into week 4.
But the thing is with quizzes, there's not much else you can do on video conferencing apps, right? So that's why it works.
It provides a sense of order because, like, me and my mates, Saturday night, it's wild. We all get together in our pyjamas normally, get a drink, and we all chat. But that's what happened for the first week, but then it was all over the place because people are talking over each other. Some people's microphones aren't on. Some people have muted themselves because they can't work it. Oh, hang on, you're on mute. Hello, can anyone hear me? So a quiz is good because it makes everyone listen. But what else is there out there? I'm aware that someone who works here at Radio 1 did a voguing class. Bet you can't guess who.
You're right.
Tell me off air, who do you think it was? Yeah, it was him, yeah. Correct. I'm also hearing of some people doing full-on murder mystery evenings. How does that work?
What, That's true.
Is that when the lights go off and it's like, who done it?
Yeah, or do you remember the old-school game Wink Murder? Has anyone tried that yet?
I mean, it's an idea. It gets us away from a quiz. And this is something I touched on earlier, right? A quiz is a very British thing to do. What are they doing on Zoom in other countries? Because they're all locked down. What are they doing in Iceland? I doubt it's a quiz. What are they doing to pass the time? Latvia, like Estonia, are they doing quizzes? I don't think so. France, what are they doing there? I'm hearing of some people are trying to do choir practice on Zoom. That goes awfully, obviously. Cards Against Humanity on Zoom. Stefan in Newcastle says it works. But a lot of people saying, yeah, they are done. They think they've done, well, Emily in Newark thinks she has done nearly 10 virtual quizzes in the last 2 weeks alone, and she's done. Anything more creative out there that we could do next? Because, come on, guys, we've done all the quizzes that life can offer. Even some of the same questions are coming around now. That's how many I've done.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I be honest with you? Chris?
Yeah, go on.
You know, last week I was saying that I had to do some DIY dentistry because dentists are not open, and one of my front veneers, which is not a real tooth, snapped off. It's gone.
Yes, yes. So you've been toothless recently.
Yeah, but I got like a fake one, bought it off the internet. Well, it's like some little French beads. They're from France on the internet. Pop it in, some cold water for a bit. It goes hard, and then you can slot it in where the tooth was. I've just swallowed it.
No, you've swallowed your tooth.
Yeah, eating an apple and...
What are you doing?
I forgot that I had the falsie in there, so that's gone.
Oh, mate, I mean, that's a disaster for you because, I mean, the thing is, you've got a real gap there.
Yeah.
And obviously, massive. You know, we're radio presenters. You're going to get a whistle on.
Yeah, so expect to see that in a few hours. Well, I will. And it's all right, though. I've got more beads. I'll make a new one tonight.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, Lizzie, I'm having a mare. Hiya.
Hiya. It sounds like you are.
Yeah. I'm toothless. It's all fine. There's other bigger stuff going on. What are you doing today? What have you done?
Oh, I've just finished a really nice sunny run. On my way back home, let's face it, it's the highlight of people's day, isn't it? Getting out of the house for a little half an hour, hour now. So that's about it for today.
Right, so you've done your designated hour of exercise and are you working from home today?
I am. Well, I should be. Usually I'm a teacher, so it's actually our Easter holidays at the minute. And as a teacher, your holidays are usually just the highlight of the year. You count down, you work hard. But it's all a little bit different. I'm driving off for about 3 weeks, just going in on a rotation. So, yeah, doing little bits of work from home. And just really trying not to get underneath my boyfriend's feet. We're on top of each other all the time at the minute, so yeah. It's a bit of a test.
Same in my house. I'm dealing with it. I'm not sure he is. and are you going to get dressed today?
Yes. I mean, I'm dressed already. Obviously, I'm outside. But yeah, I think I'll get dressed. I'm going to try and venture and go to the shops. So I think it's better to not go in my dressing gown. So definitely... Maybe not a hair wash, though.
Okay, fair. All right, so this is Bangers. We normally do it in the afternoon. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, you decide what's best, and I've got this for you today.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of it being hot, really. And we could go,
oh, no.
We could go where we wanted, when
definitely
we wanted.
Let's close our eyes.
Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber, Despacito.
Good choice.
Thank you. So that's my one.
Or, Lizzie, you can have my choice, and it is a banger. Let's go. Don't wait. This night's almost over. How good could this sound on Radio 1 next? This is Blink 182 and their anthem, First Date.
Oh, it's definitely taking me back to my teenage days, this bit of emo.
Okay, which one do you fancy?
Oh, usually I'm so tied, because Scott usually brings the sass, but Chris gives me a little bit of an R&B edge that I love. But today, it's absolutely 100% going to have to be Mr. Mills. Scott, please.
Yeah!
Come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are
My sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment.
Slowly,
slowly. You fit me, tell me, love how you put it on.
Scott Mills.
The person that we said earlier was doing a voguing class has got word of this and is furious, Chris.
Oh no, why is he kicking off?
Well, I just got a message going, what are you saying about me? But he's now sending me the voguing link. He says, everyone's hips need to be moving and it's not a quiz. It's true. It's true. Looking for other things to do because a lot of people are done with quizzes now. They've done all the quizzes they can possibly handle. What else can you do on Zoom with mates or with family?
Few people saying scavenger hunts are good.
Virtual escape rooms, how does that work? Pictionary on Zoom, I'm not sure about that. Or Monopoly, like I get bored of Monopoly in real life. Any other ideas, let us know. I am probably going to do the online bingo tonight.
Scott Mills.
All right, lip sync battle. Surely that's the new quiz. That's what I'm going to suggest to my mates at the weekend. Because they were like, let's do another quiz this time next week. I'm like, let's not. Let's change it up, guys. I've just seen that on Instagram Live, I think this is happening, that 50 Cent and Ja Rule are going to do Instagram Live lip sync battle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just seen it. So,
where are you seeing this then? Is this...
People are catching on.
Wow.
Just saw it on the internet.
That sounds vague. That would be amazing. Yeah. Also, what a great idea. Just people battling across Zoom. It's actually a good idea, this. Like, you could solve no end of, like, beefs or rivalries and just let us all watch on. It's a good idea.
If you just joined us, we're just talking about things to change it up so it's not another quiz that you're doing with your mates on Zoom or house party. Harriet, what have you got for me?
I've got a Zoom wine tasting.
Oh, yes, keen already. Tell me more.
So, basically, my mum organised this. Yes, my mum. No one under the age of 50's idea was this. And you basically go and buy a bottle of wine, and then my mum, as a relative wine expert, because she lives in Italy, talks about it, talks about the history of it, talks about how to open it, how to try it, how never to buy a screw top in your life. And yeah, we all just drink it, and one of my mates actually passed out from getting so drunk on there, so wow. It obviously went quite well.
Yeah, I don't think that's the general idea of wine tasting, to get absolutely wasted, is it?
You're supposed to swill
it round.
Classy, yeah, yeah.
So is this for you and your uni mates, right?
Yeah, me and my uni mates did this over the weekend with my mum kind of leading it and hosting it. My stepdad's Italian, so obviously they've got, you know, that. I think they get taught this in schools in Italy. I think that's just part of the curriculum.
Really?
So, you know, they were just talking about it. And just talking us all through it. And all of my mates enjoying it. And I was quite nervous, obviously, because my mum, and she's kind of like, you know, got no filter. But it actually went really well.
Right, you going to do it again?
Yeah, definitely do it again. We did last time. Everybody just coincidentally had a bottle of red. So maybe this time we'll get a bottle of white or some rosé on the go. But always cork, obviously. That's one thing we did learn.
Right, so you have to buy a corked bottle. Your mum is not a fan of the screw top.
Not a fan of the screw tops in Italy. I think, like, it's just, I don't know, it's just too much pride there. You know, I think we really do need to get more on the, like, corked wine hype in the UK. And, yeah, she's very, that's the one rule. There's no other rules in the group apart from has to be a cork. And one of my friends did actually break it. They did bring screw tops in, and it didn't go down well. But, you know, it's just, they're only letting themselves down at the end of the day if they're doing that. You know what I mean?
And she tells you how to open the bottle properly and all that.
What does that mean? Surely that's just... But that's just opening a bottle of wine. Do you get the cheese involved as well? That would be my build to this. Why not introduce a bit of cheese to the occasion? That'd be nice.
Oh, no. We did, yeah. My mum was like, if anybody wants to bring some nibbles, like get some salami on the go, get some prosciutto, get some cheese. So we had, like, nibbles were optional. And yeah, she was just telling us the best kind of corkscrew to use, which I didn't even know was a thing. Like, there's like a hierarchy of corkscrews.
Yeah.
And then what? Why there's a little hole in the bottom of that? Like everyone thought it was that was for pouring, but it's actually more to do with like the pressure of wine and you know when the bottle was first invented. Honestly, it was really really factual. It was great.
Chris, let's be honest. Harriet's mum would absolutely hate me as I turn up with a bottle of Echo Falls.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
Warm. One Radio
One Breakfast with Scott and Chris. The Scott Mills Daily.
Introducing today's DJ set for the last bit of Radio 1 Breakfast. Please welcome Dina Asher-Smith.
Hey, good morning. Hi.
Good morning. Chris, we are currently talking to the fastest woman in British history. How about that?
Too right. I know. Legend. And that's why we were so excited about getting you on. We just want the very, very best doing a DJ set. I don't know if speed's going to count for much in this game, no?
I don't think it will. But yeah, thank you for thinking of me because, yeah, when I heard that you wanted to do this, I was thinking, oh, go on then. Like, this is a change. Like, definitely not known for my music taste or my DJ skills. But, you know, these times are very unpredictable, unprecedented. So why can't this be part of it too?
Dina, what's your first selection this morning?
So I thought I would obviously pick some tracks that pick up a good mood. And the first track is Toast by Coffee. I absolutely love it. And my heritage is from the Caribbean, from Jamaica and Trinidad. So, yeah, obviously I'm loving these vibes. One. Yeah, I'm balling a life, man. Thank God for the journey, the earnings, and just for the plus. Gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall, come right on. Bust a toast to the friends, we take off every load. One time, did sit down in a class and we both dead. Only said the road and we go on with the road.
Dina Asher-Smith, fastest woman in Britain. She can run on Radio 1 this morning. How's it working for you at the moment then? Have you been training indoors or have you been out running? Do you go mad in the park?
Yeah, so I've still been training 6 days a week. I haven't been obviously going out all of those days. So I've made some little, before we went into lockdown, I kind of thought, you know, we might get locked down. So I ran around. I went and got some medicine balls and some little weights and stuff that I could use inside my house.
By the way, I know everyone's doing it. Has anyone tried to order weights online lately? You can't do it.
Are they all gone?
Yeah.
Oh, see? I was smart doing it in advance.
Yeah, but I feel sorry for the delivery drivers. They've got enough going on at the moment with how having to sort of do weights themselves in delivering them. I think poor guys. I've had a couple of deliveries this morning. Every time they go past my window, I just sort of try and applaud and give a thumbs up. Poor guys shouldn't be lifting weights as well.
I know, bless him. Could you imagine, like, somebody's ordered, like, loads of 20 kg at one weight and the poor delivery driver's thinking, look, I did not sign up for this.
Yeah. Are we going old school next, then?
We are. We're taking it back a bit to So Solid Crew and 21 Seconds, because obviously it's highly appropriate for my life. 21 Seconds, 200 metres. And also, yeah, I love Garage, so...
What memories have you got of this song?
I remember having tapes of it. And I remember I played the tape so much that I broke it and my parents were like really angry because I was furiously trying to wind the thing back in and they were like, nope, you've done it now, it's done.
It's broke.
But yeah, exactly, it's gone, leave it.
All right, 21 Seconds, So Solid is playing now.
Dina Asher-Smith's Bedroom Anthems. I got 21 seconds to flow, I got 21 seconds to go. Cause if you like me, let me know, let me in the studio. I got 21 seconds before I got to go. Did you see me on the video? Oh no, did you see me on the video? Oh no. So if you like me, let me know, let me in the studio. I got 21 seconds before I got to go.
So Solid Crew, big on BBC Radio 1. Dina Asher-Smith this morning. What room are you in your house?
I'm in my bedroom.
Okay, Dina Asher-Smith from her bedroom. From So Solid to what next?
We are going to Daniel Bedingfield's. Got to get through this, because I thought this is highly appropriate for the times we're in. So, come on, guys, stay at home. You got to get through this.
One! Dina Asher-Smith's Bedroom Anthems.
Dina Asher-Smith in the mix.
So Dina holds both the 100-metre and 200-metre British records, both set last year, is the 2019 World 200-metre champion and the 2018 European 100-metre and 200-metre champion. Also would have been a strong contender for both 100 and 200 at the Tokyo Olympics this year, but now next year. Are you gutted a bit?
In a weird way, I'm actually not. I think, obviously, if you'd asked me 4 months ago or, like, in February, it would have seemed kind of surreal to believe that the Olympics would be postponed a year. But I think it's obviously the best decision for everybody, because right now the world needs to be focusing on keeping each other safe,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
What I'd like to do now is leave 10.83 seconds of silence on air to show how fast you run the 100 metres.
See, on air it's going to feel really long though, so we can totally do that. But, okay.
Yeah, but you're doing 100 metres in this time.
That's okay, so we can go then.
Okay, right.
We?
Think about the time that you hear silence now is the time Dina runs 100 metres. Go. And done.
Okay, that was kind of, yeah, for a gap, that was kind of okay. Yeah.
I know you've got to, I know you've got to get ready for it and you've got to prepare, but it must be mad that that is your, essentially your day at work, isn't it? That 10 seconds there. It's like the shortest but most effective job in the world.
10 seconds. Yeah. No, I think the most ironic thing about sprinting is that you've been training for years and years, and like we've roundabout get like about a month off each year, otherwise we're training like 6 days a week, and so we're doing all that work for like 10 seconds, like one race in the summer.
Mad.
Which, yeah, I know, it's mad. So if it doesn't go well, it's like, oh my god, I gotta go through all that again.
Although Dina, just imagine if you break it down how much you're earning per second. It's awesome.
Oh, let's not start with that.
Okay, let's go to something more current. What are we gonna have?
I think we're going to do Location by Dave. Summer vibes, positive, brings our memories back to a time when we were all outside.
You were in one of Dave's videos, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in the Black video, which was obviously a really poignant song. And yeah, it was loads of fun.
Okay, let's play Dave, Burna Boy, Location, Radio 1.
This is
Dina Asher-Smith's Bedroom Anthems.
Can I ring, ring my cellular? Me have a big fat bunny now. In a big black Benz pulling up. Please tell everybody to start pulling up. Enough champagne from the bar coming up. Party hard, make I live my life. If you send me the location, then I'll be right there. So make I come check you, my babe. No time, no. And my dog is on probation. Another 5 years. And bring girls to his location. No time, no.
That's Dave in Location. Dina, have you enjoyed your first ever DJ set?
I actually really have. I hope everybody else enjoys it, because I might enjoy it. And then everybody's like, oh, no, I turned this off, mate.
You can't go wrong with some of these old school garage songs, you know?
I know. I love them. Like, I listen to them all the time. So, yeah.
Right. I know you've got a big one to finish.
Yeah. Definitely do. I really wanted to finish on like Rewind by Artful Dodger, Craig David, like proper throwback feel good garage. So yeah.
Also, because I'm weird with music and titles, I really appreciate you got the title exactly right, because I'm really weird.
Thank
like
you.
That. I'm such a music nerd. Yes, it is Rewind, actually.
Rewind, yeah, because that's in like in the whole song, you're like Rewind. Yeah. Yeah.
But don't they? I've had this conversation in a pub. Don't they sing in the song Rewind, but the title is Rewind?
Oh, you know what? I never thought about that like yeah. that.
Well, let's hear it now and see.
Yeah.
Rewind. Interselector. Hey. Yeah. Interselector. Making moves, yeah, on the dance floor. Yeah. Gotta move on. Getting near real hardcore.
We're back tomorrow morning from 7 on BBC Radio 1, including a DJ set. In his house, it's Mark Labette, a.k.a. The Beast from The Chase. Join us tomorrow.
I've gone off topic.
No, not at all.
Radio 1's Life Hacks.
1.
There's no getting away from it. Some things are just pretty hard to talk about.
It's probably easier to start or find a relationship before. It's basically just like whoever's down your road, wasn't it?
But on the Life Hacks podcast, we're not squeamish. We are not embarrassed.
When we thought, oh, let's do it in our underwear to show that runners' bodies come in all shapes and sizes, yeah, right? We were worried about the chafing.
From mental health to modern relationships, sex and more.
We say what no one else will. Radio 1's Life Hacks with Katie Thistleton and Dr. Rada. Download it now on BBC Sounds.